September 2009. Harvest home. The annual rush of vegetable abundance begins with tomatoes, squash, cucumbers, beans, potatoes, and all the rest pouring from the gardens in a triumphant cascade, as when the winning wheels click into place on a nickel slot machine. Well, in some gardens, that is. At this place, the tidal wave is more in the nature of an undertow. It's the old story: cool, damp spring, not enough sun, poor soil, a lazy gardener. Result? Dearth in the midst of plenty. Beans and squash are present, but subpar, likewise cukes. Tomatoes are busted. Peas, radishes, and lettuce were brilliant, but that was weeks ago. Now, when the garden should be paying off, we seem to have rolled snake eyes. Fortunately, success in gardening can be enjoyed in more than one way. Especially at this time of the year, gardening may be a spectator sport. I drive around the neighborhood admiring my neighbor's gardens. At one place along the West River, the harvest is reliably prodigious. Whoever this grower is, he knows his business. His tomatoes are the size of my pumpkins, his pumpkins of my refrigerator. I can't approach his success, but I get to participate in it vicariously, and at no expense of effort. Not a bad deal, after all. You don't get the benefit, but you get some of the fun, and for nothing. In gardening, harvest home can be somebody else's home.